everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scoots for the 10th of April. So today we've got Venus making a semi-square to Uranus, the Sun making a semi-sextile to Uranus, so a lot of detached but innovative energy. The Moon enters void, of course, at 20 past 8pm, and Mars's conjunction with Saturn is exact at 9:36, so yeah, I'm just going to delve right in and talk about all of these beautiful transits. So Venus's semi-square to Uranus leaves us about the 11th. It's exact at 6:20am, as I said, today on the 10th of April. Venus is in Pisces, Uranus is in Aries. Remember, all of my readings, daily readings, weekly readings, whatever, and soon, I've probably already done it because I'm recording this in January right now. I'm starting a podcast called The Holistic Astrological Podcast, and in this I'm going to talk about our natal placement. So what does Venus in the first house mean? What does Venus in the 10th house mean? So I'm starting with Venus, so each week I'm going to go through each aspect. It's probably going to take us 2 or 3 years to get through, which is going to be good stuff. So yeah, try and find me out, put it on Spotify, YouTube, wherever you listen to this. So yeah, anyway, so Venus semi-square Uranus gives us like a spark of passion and can create unexpected connections or situations. So this energy is always unpredictable. It acts as like a galvanization when Uranus is making aspects in transit with other planets to get out of our comfort zones and to try new things and explore different unconventional relationship dynamics, because right now Venus is semi-square in Uranus, so maybe looking into throuples, polyamorous, and it's okay to have open relationships and stuff. But what I have found lacking in a lot of these connections is not asking the right connections, and we do this when we're just in traditional two people relationships, but also not discussing what each person wants from each relationship, so making sure that we as individuals are stable within before we go out there into these throuples and open relationships, because it takes a lot more work, because sometimes you're having not only the relationship each person needs to be having with themselves over a lifetime, or having a relationship with someone else and then another person, and then if we're in a polyamorous connection and not a throuple, we could be seeing up to 5 different people or 10 or whatever, infinite at the same time. So we always have to make sure we're stable within, and the partners we involve in these connections are as well, or at least we're on the same page. So yeah, this energy allows us to be more open-minded, but negatively it can make us more volatile, and in our relationship can create tension and conflicts and arguments, and some of us can separate if we're not careful. So we just need to be cautious with how we act and what we say, and avoid impulsive decisions right now. The best use of this energy is to look at stagnant, toxic, outdated routines and patterns in our relationships, especially with the relationship with ourselves, the way we put ourselves out there in the world, and just look at how we can try something new in the way that we use our Venus and Uranus nature. Communicate more openly and honestly with our partners and ourselves as well, to make sure everybody's comfortable and on the same page, as I said, and just allow yourself to act more authentic, and just take the time to break free from societal, family or self-imposed restrictions, and just allow yourself to pursue desire and passion and the things that bring you joy in a boundaried sort of way. The Sun also makes a sextile to Uranus as well, while the Sun's in Pisces and of course Uranus is in Aries. So this sort of combines the fiery and impulsive nature of Uranus in Aries with the intuitive and compassionate characteristics of the Sun in Pisces. So it just helps us, this energy, to grow on the personal level and the relationship levels, be open to new opportunities, to seek out change, to be open to it, to tap into our inner wisdom, a learner, as a couple can meditate together, do spiritual things together, have date nights, and they just feel more ease in general with each other as well. And the best use of this energy is to use it for brainstorming, coming up with creative ideas, taking calculated risks, and of course staying flexible and open-minded, and to watch out for being lacking focus and scattered, because sometimes when we don't manage Uranus energy, because 1 minute we can just be here and there and our thoughts and everywhere, so we just have to try and be grounded as we can. And Mars's conjunction to Saturn is exact today, as I said, and it's the same as the Mars's parallel to Saturn that I talked about on the 7th. So again, you know, it allows us for strategic thinking, helps us to keep motivated and persevere. You know, we're midweek now, allows us to analyze situations and works with the Uranus energy, because it allows us to make calculated decisions, and helps us to sort of like set a foundation that have a long impact in our lives. So just be careful that everything we decide now can have long consequences, and this can be for the good and the bad. And when it's be for the good, it can bring an increase in discipline, allowing us to follow through in our commitments. But negatively, again, it can just make us aggressive in our words or actions, impatient, and we can become inflexible and not be open to other people's viewpoints and perspectives. It can make us burn out and push us to the point of overworking ourselves, and we have to find a balance between pushing ourselves forward and taking breaks to avoid burnout as well. So that's the key theme of this week. I said I'll keep on saying it. And you know, use this energy to develop or continue building your self-discipline and resilience, which are important tools for our ever-changing world. There's so much changing with AI technology, so much division and hate in the world right now. Also helps us with goal setting and planning, problem solving, being more assertive, building our physical strength, and advancing in our career as well. So yeah, that was the daily scopes for the 10th of April.